Praise God.
We began sharing this morning on the secrets of motherhood. The secrets of motherhood. Hallelujah. And I'll just touch some things briefly because I don't want to repeat myself. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. The secrets of motherhood. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Verse 24. It says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is the first use of the word mother in scripture. And it's the word M, spelled E-M. Hallelujah. It says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And the word we said is the word M, E-M. It means, number one, a mother, in bracket, as the bond of the family. A mother is the bond of the family. The Bible says in Proverbs 14, I believe is one, that every wise woman buildeth her house. Notice the Bible says, every wise woman. Then it says that a foolish woman plucketh it down, teareth it down with her hands. So the Bible says the mother is the bond of the family. If a family is experiencing strife, then I can tell you that the mother is not playing a role. The mother is not playing a role. See? It's important that you understand who a mother is. And because most of the people in the body of Christ do not understand who a mother is, it has caused a lot of misunderstanding of roles. And a lot of marriages are bitter. More so, a lot of lives are unfulfilled. So the number one thing we see there, that a mother is the bond of a family. Say, a mother is the bond of the family. Of course, she is. She is the bond of the family. When you study in your Bible, you notice that the basic meaning of the word mother has to do with the physical relationship of the individual called mother. For instance, the Bible says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. So you see in that context that there's a relationship. There's a relationship. And we learned that the last person a man leaves is his mother. Am I right? And we said, never underestimate the influence of a mother. Secondly, the word mother is used for a stepmother. A stepmother. Genesis 37, verse 10. It says, and he told it to his father. This is Joseph. He had a dream. And to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come and bow ourselves to thee to the earth? Now notice, Rachel had died before now. And the only woman in the house was Leah. So to see that in the biblical context, A stepmother is like a mother. And a lot of stepmothers, you know, are hard on the other children from the other person. And it's not right. And that's why I believe you should get the details we dealt with. So you could understand in God's mind how God sees you as a mother. See? So every child from your husband is your child. Why? Because you are in covenant with that man. You ought to treat them like your child. And I'm speaking to believers now. If you have a stepmother, don't you despise that woman. Why? Because as a believer, which I'm talking to believers, Christian context now, you will notice that you're going to have financial difficulty. Because the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. See? Honor your father and your mother. And the word for honor, that means heaviness. In other words, treat your mother and your father with value. With respect. The Bible says that a foolish son despiseth his mother. In other words, if I look at the way you treat your mother, I can tell whether you are a fool or a wise one. I'm talking to young people here. See? So it's a manners how you speak back to your mother. It reveals your wisdom. Your reaction to authority is the proof of your wisdom. Your reaction to authority. How do you react to authority? See, it's important that people get a hold of the Word of God. Because not many Christians spend time in the Word. Not many Christians. We have many religious people, see, who are involved in Christian activity. They don't know what a mother is. See, and there is this hatred that Christians bring into their homes. And because there's strife in that house, the Bible says there'll be confusion and every evil work. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So here in the Bible, we see that a mother, from God's perspective, is different. In 1 Kings 15 verse 10, the king's mother, grandmother, was called a mother. So you must have respect for your parents. Respect for your parents. Very important. See, another thing we see again about mother, we said an important city may be called a mother of its citizens. For instance, in 2 Samuel 20 verse 19, where the Bible calls the city, it says, thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. By us is said to be the home of his own nation. And for that reason, it's the mother of his own nation. Are we together? Okay. I'm laying a foundation. We're going somewhere. If you look at the word mother, you'll observe in the Hebrew is the word M from two words, Mem and Aleph. And I want to deal with the word Mem and run. The word mem, M-E-M, refers to water. Water cleanses, water purifies. And in the word mother are two words, aleph and mem. So God is saying that a mother is someone who cleanses or purifies that family. Water refreshes. See? And that's why you hear men say, if mommy's unhappy, nobody's happy. See, it's mem. The second use of the word mem is the numerical value, which is 40. And in Jewish context, 40 is the number for a generation. Saul reigned for 40 years. David reigned for 40 years. See, every mother is the steward of a generation. And when a young man considers his spouse, he is choosing the steward of his generation. And every home is as pure as its mother. Every home. I thought should be father. Every home. And we need to understand the responsibility that a mother has. The responsibility. It's a very, very serious responsibility. Very serious. If you look at Genesis 3 verse 20, Adam called Eve the mother of all living. He called her the mother because a mother carries a generation. The man gives the seed to the mother. The children spend more time with the mother. See? And a lot of women have not been prepared for motherhood. If you look at Songs of Solomon 3, verse 11, the Bible speaks of the King Solomon, that his mother crowned him. And that will shock you. How can you say his mother crowned him? Why didn't you say his father crowned him? Because David was the king. And David called for the coronation. But you forget that before David made the move, the prophets spoke to Bathsheba to go and talk to the king. See, there's something about a mother and a destiny. There's something about it. And that's why when you study your Bible, even in the life of Jesus, before he began his ministry, his mother said, they have no wine. Let's go there, John chapter 2. John chapter 2. And I'm reading verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus, notice the Bible, Jesus, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. Take note of that. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever I said unto you, do it. Verse 11. These beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested for his glory, and his disciples believed on him. The first miracle he did was initiated by his mother. So being a mother is a spiritual responsibility. The Holy Spirit is called a helper. What is a woman called in the Bible? A help. You must understand that the child that God has given to you, you must be aware of what his destiny is. Because that's why you are a mother. You are a steward of a generation. I shared in the other service about a minister in America. When his father wanted to die, they asked his father who his successor should be. He said it should be his last son. And amazingly, the young man had never preached. He didn't even know he was called to be a minister. And his mother said, okay, and called him and said, your dad will have you preach. He said, mom, I've never preached. Said, just preach this once. Just preach this once. So he preached that once, and he has been preaching since. His name is Joel Osteen. He pastors the fastest growing church in America and the largest church in America because a mother was sensitive to the boy's destiny. So you need to understand who a mother is, because a lot of people don't understand. Until we understand what our role is, then we'll be unfulfilled and ineffective.